Welcome back, folks. Here we are, Libby's Academy, where your Bobcats are going to take on the Wildcats. We're just talking about they had a JV game out here with the boy players here, and our little Clay Smith made a shot. We don't know where he was at the half-court line, but he was somewhere there or the opposite direction and made a shot and hit it and sent them into overtime. And you would not believe the scene how crazy they went. It's just an amazing shot. I called him my little Clay Smith. I asked to talk to his mother the other day after the ball game, and she came up to me and said she loved to listen to us, on that we did a great job, Johnny. She liked to listen to us, and she said she loves it whenever I call him little Clay Smith. I said, well, you make sure it's okay with him. I hate to, you know, hurt his feelings or something by calling him that. I said, but every time I mention his name, I talk about how good of a player that he is. Is he a sophomore this year?
I think so.
He's a sophomore this year. And he reminds me so much of Gracie Martin, the quickness that he has. He's not very tall, but he's just an all-around good player, very good athlete. I hope that he shoots up in about 4 or 5 more inches there over the summer next year. I'll give you a list right quick of some of the games that's coming up. Like I said, we're here at Livingston tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to be at home facing off against Fleet County. What are they, Bulldogs?
Yes.
Fleet County Bulldogs. And then on Friday night, the 8th, we're going to travel down to Salina and play against the Clay County Bulldogs. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So we've got two interesting games coming up. There's a lot of rivalry against Albany and Pickett County. And then we've got our district game that's coming up on Friday, so that'll be a really good game for both of us to play. We're sitting here looking around thinking of who all was here. We know we've got Clark Range coaches are here. We've got
Rodney Powell is the coach.
That's it, Rodney. We've got Salina coaches here. And if I look hard, I find, I don't think all many coaches travel this far just to watch this. I think they've got an idea of what they're up against.
I'm going to give you the roster for both teams. You have number 13, Dylan Linder. Number 3, Logan Clark. Number 21, Kay Hammock. Number 10, Kyle Allen. Number 2, Carter Hayes. Number 5, Ray Birchwell. Number 42, Bobby Johnson. Number 24, Jacob Craig. Number 32, Braden Hall. Number 0, Clark Crowles. Number 14, Wade Neely. Number 12, Xander Miller. Number 45, Cole Smith. Number 30, Dakota Ray. And number 4, Mitchell Ayers. That's the entire L.A. Roster. I left that one, number 11, Cody Ray as well. Starting 5 will be number 13, Dylan Linder. Number 3, Logan Clark. Number 2, Carter Hayes. Number 5, Ray Birchwell. Number 12, Xander Miller. That'll be the starting 5 for the L.A. Wildcats. The entire roster for your Pickett County Bobcats is number 21, Ryan Hill. Number 4, Will Garrett. Number 3, Bryson York. Number 20, Clay Smith. Number 14, Jonathan Crawford. Number 42, Colton Sales. Number 11, Peyton Rector. Number 23, Trent Young. Number 35, Brian Gibson. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 1, Gabe Moon. Number 32, Dean Neal. Number 40, Blake Hughes. And number 2, John Michael Thurl. Bobcats are coached by Nate Aaron and assisted by Ray Allen Webb. The starting 5 for your Pickett County Bobcats will be number 2, John Michael Thurl. Number 4, Blake Hughes. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. And number 35, Brian Gibson. That'll be the starting 5 for your Pickett County Bobcats.
Ben Neal, you said, right?
Yeah, it's either going to be him or Trent Young. It's been Ben. Sometimes they flip-flop around, you know, and one will start and then the other one. Instead of going and asking the coach every time, I just go ahead and give it as the way it was the last time. When they call them out, then if we need to correct ourselves, then we can do that. But we're a minute 53 to go for 4 game time. Let's take a break. Be right back.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
All right, here's back here to the action at the Livingston Academy as we're just introducing Sergeant Patrick O'Frob, introducing you for the Pickett County Bobcats. Number two, John Michael Farrell. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 33, Glenn Neal. Number 35, Brian Gibson. And the big guy, number 40, I believe, Blake Hughes. Where is Blake?
He's sitting over on the bench. They're wrapping his arm.
Okay. That's going to be the starting five for your Pickett County Bobcats. Now the starting five for Livingston Academy Wildcats. And with number 13, that's going to be Dylan Linder. Number 5, the Ray Birchwell. Number 2 is going to be Carter Hayes. Number 14, that will be Wade Neely. So they had a change right there, Delane. And their lineup.
Was it Wade Neely?
Yes, number 14. Instead of Miller, 12. I think we got that right. Well, Miller's going to be out there. Let's see. We got 14, 12, 2, 5, and 13. So, 5 is first. Well,
we don't have Logan Clark.
We don't have Logan Clark. That's a changeup right there. Okay.
Now we've got Ryan Gibson. He's going to jump up again. He's going to jump again.
Oh, it's going to be this number 12 right here. Going to be,
number 12 is going to be Miller. It's Andrew Miller.
Miller.
Ball up. We're going to go to you, Bobcat. Ball down to Gibson. Gibson gets it over to Neal. Neal's going to penetrate to the free throw line. Passes out to Furl. Furl's going to the baseline. Drives in. He shoots. But that's in there. Coming away with his pace. Hayes is going to take it to the top of the key. Takes it over on the right side. He passes down to Miller. Miller's going to drive in the hot spot. Lays it in. Pearl's got it at the top of the key. Gets it over to Abbott. Pass down low to Hughes. Hughes is wide open. He scores. Hayes is going to bring it down. He's setting it up. Passes over to Miller on the right side. Pass underneath. That's going to be to Linder. Shoots, misses. That's going to be rebounded by Neely. Oh, coming away with it is Miller. Miller shoots, scores. Bobcats almost had it stolen away. Pearl got it over on the right side. He's going to take it along the baseline. Passes up top to Neal. Neal's going to drive in. He shoots. Nothing there. Coming away with it's going to be Linder. Linder takes it in, shoots. No, rebound Pearl. Pearl's got it up top. He's going to pull up a little two-pointer in there. Tied up game, 4-4. Hayes got it up top. Hayes takes it over on the right side, passes down in the corner to Birchwell. Birchwell brings it back up to Hayes. All the way across to Birchwell. Birchwell drives in, passes back to Hayes. Hayes got it on the left side, passes up top to Miller. Miller drives in for a little jumper. Nope, that one's short. Abbott comes away with it. Abbott passes all the way down to Gibson. Oh, Gibson tries to reverse. He tries to damn it, and that's going to be a foul against Miller, his first. Gibson's going to go to the line to shoot two. Gets his first shot up. Good. 5:40 left in the first quarter. Second shot up. Good. Hayes got the ball. Gets it down. Hayes double team. He passes inside to Linder. Linder's wide open. Rebound in Neely. Neely gets it to Berkeley. Hayes Fuchs. Nothing there. Going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to your Bobcats. Well, it's showing Guest. And he wrapped his chains at 4-2 home. Look. That's going to be a shot by Miller. He misses, rebound used. Earl comes away with it. Earl drives in.
Whirling Derby.
Take that roller.
That's Ralph would say Whirling Derby.
Whirling Derby. Hayes has got the ball. Hayes gets it to Miller. Miller to Linder. Linder's out inside the high spot. Shoots. He scores. Earl's going to bring it down. Earl takes it over on the left side. Brings it back over to the right. He passes down low to Hughes. Hughes is going to turn. There's going to be a foul on. Going to go against number 14, Nene, his first. Calling him for a hand check. Bobcats get the ball underneath. Oh, he managed to have it, and he takes it to the left and lays it in. Hayes has got the ball at the top of the key. Passes in the corner to Leonard. Neal's there. Oh, Neal almost steals it away. It's out of bounds on Bobcats. He's going to stay with your Wildcats. Get the ball in to Neely. Neely passes it back to Merkwell. Merkwell passes underneath to Miller. Miller's going to take it up. No, nothing there, and he's going to be fouled. By 40-45. Okay, Blake Hughes, that's going to be his first. Xander Miller at the line to shoot two. First shot up. No, off the front of the rim. 4-10 left in the first quarter. Your ball sets up 10-6. He's going to get one more. Take a shot on Sway. That one's good. Ball inbound to Pearl. Pearl gets it down over on the right side. Pearl's going to drive it underneath. In there! Right up play! Well, for sure, he's going to be blocked. He just whirled right around him. Hayes has got the ball up top. Down in the corner to Merkwell. That's going to be blocked by Gibby Gibby. Abbott comes away with it. Abbott's going to pull up a three. Oh, not too hard. Gibson almost gets the rebound, but coming away with it's going to be Linder. Linder gets it down the corner to Hayes. Hayes gets it up top to Miller. Miller over to Burchwell. Burchwell bringing it back around, drives inside the hot spot. Oh, that's a big block.
Gets it right on that one.
Right on it. It's going to go to your Bobcats.
Bobcats up 12-7.
Coming in is going to be Claus for Burchwell. Burl's got it at the top of the key. Gets it up top to Gibson. Gibson drives down, shoots a running shot.
That was a walk.
That was a walk. That's going to be. Oh. Earl's got it up top. Earl gets it out to Gibson for a three. Nope, that was a walk. He's knocked down. Nothing called. Hayden's got it up top. Passes over to Falls. Falls long pass over to Miller, but. Ben Neal's there, and it's knocked out of bounds by Miller. Going to go to your Bobcats. We've got Trent Young coming in for you. You're going to have to change clothes or something. I is going to be a hand check on number 12, Miller. That's 6 seconds. I just took Hughes out and gave him a jersey to put on for some reason. Pearl to get the mile inbounded. Long inbounded to Neal. Neal gets it over to Pearl. Pearl's going to drive it in. That's going to be a foul against Linder. That's Linder's first. Pearl's going to go up the line to shoot one. Pearl shot up. Oh, rolled around. Yes, rebound by Neely. Hayes has got it. Claws up top. Claws passes inside to Neely. Back to Claws. Claws all the way across to Hayes. Hayes inside to Neely. Neely scores. It's to count that basket. That's going to go again. 32. That goes against Ben Neal, his first. Neely at the line. He's going to get one. 1:50 left in the first quarter. Shot up. Good. Wildcats 14. Wildcats 10. Pearl's got the ball over on the right side. Gets it up top to Gibson. Gibson gets it back to Neal. Neal passes inside to Abbott. He pulls up a little jumper. Nope, nothing there. Going to be a foul for. Going to stay with your Wildcats out of bounds on foul.
Well, Trent Young was hustling for that ball.
Pearl inbounds to Abbott. Abbott pulls up, gets it back, gives it over to Gibson, gives it to Pearl. Pearl's going to shoot a three. That was a little short. Oh, Neal knocks it back to Pearl. Oh, this time Linder's there. Pearl's going to throw it back out. The Linder's there. Gets it to Hayes. Hayes shoots. Shoots the bad board. Nothing there. Rebound Young. I bet Young can jump 4 feet. Gets it to Neal. Neal gets it back to Abbott. Abbott's going to drive in. Hand check. Hand check on Hayes. That's going to be his first. 1:08 left in the first quarter. Your Bob gets up 14-10. Pearl got it up top. Setting up a play. Pass into Hughes. Hughes gets it down to Gibson. Hughes hits the floor. Well, actually, him and Butterfly both hit the floor. Hughes gets the ball, goes in to Hughes. Charge! Oh! They call a charge on Blake Hughes. That's going to be his second.
Rector's coming in the lineup.
This is coming in for Hughes. Ball inbounded. Hughes going to walk it down. Hayes is working it. I think they're going to go for a one-shotter. Gets it over to Burswell. Back to Hoss. Back to Burswell. Over to Hayes. Back to Burswell. Burswell's got a dip top. Gets it back over to Claus. Cross passes back to Burswell. Back to Hayes. Hayes is going to set it up. 8 seconds. Pass over to Claus. Claus down to Linder. Oh, left it wide open. At the end of the first, your Bobcats 14, Wildcats 12. Folks, we'll be back with you.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back. Here we are at the beginning of the second quarter. You Bobcats are going to get the ball. Furl's got it up top of the key. Passes over to Young on the left side. Young brings it back up top. Looking for somebody underneath. He gets it to Neal. Neal brings it back up. Sets it up. Takes it down. He's going to penetrate down. Passes out to Record. Record gets it back up top to Furl. Furl's going to set it up. Furl drives in. He gets it out to Abbott. Abbott up pops to Neal. Neal drives in. Breaks your side. It's almost thrown away. Picked off. Breaks your shoes. No, nothing there. Oh, you got Neely and Birchwell fighting for it, and they both go out of bounds with it. Don't stay with the Bobcats. Ding, 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 ding. 7:14 left in the second quarter. Furl to inbound it. Gets it into Ricker. Lays it in. It's going to fall against Birchwell. That's going to be Birchwell first. Ricker's going to go up to the line to see one. Team six. Ricker shot up. Rolling, rolling. He misses. Rebound Birchwell. Birchwell gets it down to Miller. Miller's going to run it down. Oh, a hand check on Abbott. Going to be Abbott first. Team four. On the Bobcats down in the corner to Miller. Miller. Miller fouls and knocked out of bounds by Young, I think that they say. Miller gets it inbound to Linder. Linder shoots. It's in there. Pearl's going to bring it down on the right side. Pearl penetrates back up top. He's going to drive between them, too. There's going to be another foul against Linder. That's going to be his second. Pearl's going to go to the line to shoot two. Shot up. Good. Second shot up. Good. Hayes gets it all the way down to Miller underneath the Linder. Leader back to Miller for a three. And a Pearl cut the ball, pops the key. He drives underneath. He scores. It's in there. Pearl's on fire tonight. Hayes has got the ball. Whoa, we walked a little bit on that. We get it to Miller. Miller's number 10. He passes down to Neely, and then he gets it to Hayes. Hayes has got it up top on the left side, down in the corner to Birchwell. Birchwell tries to pass it in to Linder, but it's knocked away by Young. Coming away with it, John Michael. Pearl gets it over to Young. Oh, Young passes down to Rector. Tries to throw it out of bounds on him, but Linder catches it. Hayes has got it up top. Hayes gets it over to Birchwell. Birchwell passes underneath to Neely. Neely drives in, shoots. Rector's, or Linder's there, and he scores. Linder's a good player. Pearl's got it. He's going to bring it down.
Close game now, Delaney. Bobcats 20 to 19.
Yep. 5:25 left in the second. Abbott pulls up a little jumper. Free throw line. It's in there. Going to be a timeout, a 30-second timeout on Coach Aaron. 5:22 left in the second. You got the Bobcats 22. The Wildcats 19. This is what I was talking about earlier. You can't go on how they used to score before, how we played them last time.
Yeah, just a little history.
Hey, a little history.
A little history there.
Because I think the more you play, the better you play.
Oh, yeah, we mentioned that earlier. You know, how we didn't know how well this LA team had progressed and then moved forward, and they're showing it here tonight.
I got to throw some kitty up here to my roadies. Here we go. Hayes is going to bring it down at the top of the key. Oh, Hayes picked up my knee. Oh, he's aggressive. Hayes pulls up at the free throw line. Abbott's going to get the rebound. Abbott brings it down. He gets it over to Neal. Knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats. It's going to stay with your Bobcat.
You got your coat back on.
I'm cold again.
How many times do you have that coat on and off tonight?
I don't know. I think we're sitting right under a vent. They got the iron on. I never get cold, but I'm cold. Furley melts at the director. Director hands it off to Abbott. I'm telling you what now. Abbott, he doesn't get a lot of shots when he's playing these teams because they know he can hit them threes just about everywhere. Earl's going to pull up him a three. No, he missed, but Richard tries to knock it out. Hughes gets the rebound. He goes up, and it's knocked away again. Young's going to come in and take Richter out. He's sitting down over there. Gets it. Ball inbounded. Abbott's going to drive it in.
Oh, it's another roller.
Another whirly-whirly.
Whirly-whirly. Hayes comes away with it. Comes down. Got it over on the right side, all the way in the corner to Burkwell. Burkwell up top to Miller. Miller back to Hayes. Hayes open. He's going to shoot a three. You know, I was getting ready to say, Hayes can hit the threes if he's left open. He can't hit them if you're guarding him, but if he's open, he'll hit them. Burrell's got it at the top. He hands it off to Neal. Neal's going to drive it. He can pass underneath to Abbott, and there's going to be a foul. Abbott's going to go up the line to shoot two. That's going to be a slap in the face on Hayes. That's going to be his second. That's what the ref is saying, slap on the face. Abbott at the line to shoot two. First shot up. Good. 4-4 left in the second quarter. And Wildcats 25. Wildcats 22.
Gibson back in. Neal going out.
Second shot. Good. Swall gets it to Miller. Miller's going to bring it down at the top of the key. He penetrates all the way in. And they've called something before. He's forgot the dang clock again. Poor rat. You think of the trouble we had last year. They've had somebody else sitting over there. There it goes. Now they've got it running and we ain't got them all in place. Folks, I'm telling you, ain't nothing like coming to the Hogeye Central. Ball inbounded to Miller. Miller gets it over to Claus. Claus gets it back to Mercwell. Mercwell got it on the right side. He's looking for the Miller, but John Michael steals it away. He's going to pull up a little jumper. No, it's Matt. Gibson's out.
Play for Gibson there.
Gibson's got an arm stretched out like an eagle. Miller's got the ball at the top of the key. He penetrates down on the inside. He hands it off to Neal. Neal passes all the way out to Claus. Claus is going to drive in. He hands it back to Burkwell. Burkwell in the corner to Miller for a three. Count it. Abbott brings it down. He's going to run it over on the left side. Passes back to Hughes. Hughes is going to get it back to Abbott down in the corner. And Abbott's going to pull up the short. The little short. The rebound, no, fought for it. Gibson comes away with it, gets it to Pearl. Pearl drives in, no, nothing there. They're fighting for it again. Pearl comes away with it. It gets it to Abbott. Oh, Abbott almost slipped and fell. Abbott gets it to Pearl. 76-45 left in the second quarter. Abbott's going to set it up. Or Pearl's going to set it up.
I think it's time to get Abbott for a three.
He gets it over to Young on the right side, back to Abbott up top, down underneath to Hughes. He's open.
Here comes the stars on it.
They call their falls on Hughes. That's going to be his third. He's going to have to sit down. Neal's in for him.
Bobcats up 28-25 with 2:32 remaining in the second quarter.
Hazy's going to walk it down. Hayes got to pop the key. Down in the corner to Muswell, or so brings it back up top. Pass to Miller. Miller back to Muswell. Muswell over to Hayes on the left side. Hayes runs in straight underneath. Shoot, nothing there. Young gets the rebound.
That's a foul.
Comes over against Hayes. That's going to be three on Hayes. Young's going to go to the line. 2:07 left in the second quarter. First shot on its way.
Now,
it's going to be rebounded by Linder. Linder's going to bring it down. He throws it down to Miller. Throws it down to Neely. Neely gets it back to Miller. And check on Pearl. We got Burchwell and Pearl having a little conversation out there. A little powwow. I don't think either one of them was happy with their conversation either.
Look at him.
He says, "You're going down, brother." Ball inbounded to Miller. Miller's going to shoot in there. And John Michael, I know, with 2 feet off the floor, and he shoots up. Earl's got the ball, brings it down. Drive underneath.
Yes.
In there. Miller's got the ball. He's going to bring it down. He stretched over on the left side, down in the corner to Murchwell. Murchwell drives in. Nope, not this time, but Linder's there, gets the rebound. He shoots off that backboard. It's in there. I'm telling you now, when you use that backboard, there ain't much missing. Pearl's got the ball. Oh, Wildcats just pulled ahead of the Bobcats, 31-28. Pearl's got the ball up top. He takes it down on the right side, up top to Neal. Neal penetrates down, passes back out to Gibson. Gibson drives in, turns, spins. No, he misses. He saves it, though. Neal gets the rebound. He almost done the flip. Pearl's got the ball up top. They're going to hold it off. You know, we'll have to have it out of here. The way he has to move and work against his players, I bet he's exhausted by the time he gets done playing this game, the way he runs around.
Pearl just off the timeline and the dribble. Nobody caught out on him.
Yep.
25 seconds to go.
He just holding it up. Everybody's taking a breather. 15 seconds.
I believe they're going for the old one-shot play.
I believe so. 8 seconds. Here we go. Pearl's going to drive in. Hands it off to Abbott for three.
Yes.
Abbott!
Yes.
Got it. We got that. Your Bobcats 33. Wildcats 29. Folks are going to go away and come back, do you?
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, "Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season."
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Welcome back, folks. Here we are at Livingston Academy with your Bobcats are leading the Wildcats by a score of 33-29. We've got Coach Smith with us here from your Lady Bobcats. coming out with another win tonight, pulling their record back up to a 16-1 lead. We're kind of liking that, Coach. We don't really know what to say whenever they play like this. Every time we come out here, they improve every game.
Well, that's what you want to do. Over Christmas, I found out we had some low spots, but overall, we played well. Tonight may be one of our better games, I think, maybe. I don't know. I just think it's a quality opponent that we beat pretty handily, I didn't expect that, just to be honest, because Livingston has been playing a lot better. Up until before Christmas, they beat some really good teams, and then after Christmas, they got beat by McMinn Central, which is a really nice team, and then Fulton.
Yeah.
Knox Fulton, which got beat by, but Fulton doesn't have a good record, but they sure have placed a quality opponent. So, I mean, it's not like they've gotten beat by people that's not very good. That's
what happened. When we played them back in November, we beat them by 1 point at home. So we were definitely expecting, Johnny and I were talking to come down here, and they were going to just, not that we wasn't going to win, but right. We thought they would play.
Oh, I thought it'd be a war. To be honest with you, if we come out on top, I thought we'd have to fight. But as it turned out, one pretty, and I think 18 points. Went in a 17 point lead, come out with 18. I never won a halftime before, so I guess we did.
Well, I can tell you, it has to do with the scorekeeper of our round. I'm telling you, we come down here, but we look at, we just come off of a 3-win at the, where was it, the Richland?
Yes, ma'am.
Had 3 wins down there. High scoring win.
Here's the thing. I don't know how many girls' teams have come in here and put up 80 points. That don't happen a whole lot. So we can score the basketball, and we know that. The thing is that we did better than that, and you guys don't have the stat, of course. We got rebounded them 42-42.
We talked about that. Rebounding good defense.
And I think that more than anything, that good defense makes good offense. And we got rebounded. They only give up 8 offensive boards, which they really crack the glass. But the Lamb girl is an animal on the glass. And that's why we really – our goal was 8.
Yeah.
And that's why we give up. It may have been too high. But up there, we give up 17. So 8, we cut it in half, obviously a little more than half. And out rebounded them 42-26. I mean,
you can't beat that. We actually talked about that, and I said, if they come out here and we'll do any rebounding at all on the defense board, they'll just play great. And they did. The defense was good. You won't take any credit for the team, but they've got to have a little coaching. But these girls, you can tell when they play, they love to play ball.
Oh, they're fun. I mean, they are. They just have a vibe to
it. It just makes it easier for you.
Oh, it is.
Don't you think the polls come out today? Maybe you rated Lady Bobcats rated number 4, is that correct?
I have not seen it. You're talking about the AP poll?
Yes.
I've not seen it. I don't know.
I think Jackson County was down to 9, maybe.
Okay. I have no idea. About that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know who was ranked in front of us. Probably Gibson County, I know. There's several things. And if one thing Leslie said, I think you got enough to win. I feel like we do. I'll just be honest with you.
The talent is there. We didn't talk about it. I said, I can't wait to head to the borough coming March.
But you know what? It's a long road. A lot of things can happen between here and there. And if we started today, I feel like we could do it. But you don't ever know. The other teams could get better, and I think that, we got a game. Of course, we got a game tomorrow night, I don't know, but we got a big one on Friday, and they're playing well, and got to win. Got to take care of district games, and that's the thing that's really haunted us in the past.
Yeah.
I'm not the team tomorrow night, Coach. What's the history between them this season?
Well, they've won one game, but it's a rival. You throw records out the door when you come to rivals, and I went over and watched them play. We come back, got home on the 28th, late. I went on the 29th and went to watch them play. That's got some kids that are hurt. But, again, you can throw that out the door. That's a game you want to win. Obviously we want to win it, but, the Friday one's the huge one.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
And then we're going on a 2-week break. I don't know that that's going to be good.
I told you not to do those breaks. We hate those breaks.
All right, and it's not good. And that's one thing I've talked to my kids about halfway through the first. I thought we looked at it. But how it is. Sometimes you gotta get your second breath, let you go to college, and then after that we kind of
keep it up.
Yeah, we
we decided that the first quarter was just kind of like a breather. They just need to get back into it,
yeah.
And they run with it from then on. Well, we're excited to see what we've got coming up tomorrow night, and definitely get Clay County on Friday night, because doing a great job. The girls are playing amazing right now. Good luck.
Thank y'all.
See you, Coach.
All right, folks, we're going to take us a break. We'll be back with you to get the story.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
All right, here we are, folks, coming back, getting ready to start the third quarter for you. You Bobcats are up 33-29. All right, Hayes inbounding. The Bobcats are going to come away with the ball. Hayes gets it, takes it over to the top of the key. He gets it down in the corner to Birchwell. Birchwell brings it back up top. Well, he gets it back up top to, hold on a minute, I've got my sheets out of line here. Neely, and Neely just throws it away. Pearl's coming away with it. Pearl gets it over to Neil over on the right side. Neil passes inside to Abbott. Oh! Abbott shoots, but he misses. Gets it. Hayes comes away with it. Got it up at the top of the key. He passes it over to Miller on the right side. Miller passes in to Neely. Neely passes out to Hayes. Hayes penetrates underneath. Could be a charge. They're going to call that a block on Ben Neal. That's going to be his second. Hayes is going to go to the line to shoot two. First shot up, good. Second shot on its way, good. Ball inbounding to Neal. Neal's going to run it down. Neal hands it off to Abbott. Abbott pulls up a little jumper in there. Hayes has got it at the top of the key. Oh, pass underneath, and Neely throws it away. We'll go back to your Bobcats.
I'm trying to watch that clock, Elaine, see if it's going to be starting to stop and record.
Pearl's got it at the top of the key. Penetrates to the left, takes it back over to the top. He's looking for something underneath. I don't know what. Takes it over on the right, gets it up top to Abbott, and it's open for three. Now that's a little short on the front of the key. Miller comes away with it. Miller drives all the way down, shoots. No, Linder gets the rebound. Linder gets it to Hayes. Hayes drives in. No, Neely gets the rebound on this one. He gets it back to Hayes. Hayes is going to bring it up. Hayes gets it down in the corner to Birchwell. He brings it back up to Miller. Miller's going to pull up a little jumper. Hits way short. Rebound, Pearl. Pearl gets it over to Neal. Neal can shoot those threes if he just shoot it. Back to Neal. Oh. Neal throws it. He said he kicked it. That was off his foot. Wow. Actually, Miller kicked it with his foot, and they didn't see it. He's coming out with it. He's going to walk it down. Pass all the way over to Miller on the right side. Miller passes inside the leader, drives in, and that's going to be a foul.
They're calling Hughes?
Yep. That's the Hughes for. Wow. You're going to have to sit down. We've got Linder at the line. He's going to shoot one, 538, less than the third. Start up. Good. 35 to 34. Bobcats lead by one. Pearl's got it. Takes it over on the left side. He drives all the way in, but there's going to be a foul there. Two of them moving. That's going to go against. Watch Linder. He's pointing for it to go against Mercewell. Well, they listen to him. Because against Mercewell, that's going to be his second. Yeah, Linder has to. He didn't want three. Pearl throws it in. Gibson is just, I don't know what happened. Out of bounds. It's going to go to the Wildcat. Hayes is going to bring it down. Hayes gets it over to Miller. Miller drives in. Knocked out of bounds by Gibson from behind. It's going to stay with the Wildcat. Inbounded to, that's a shot by Miller.
Long three.
Just puts him up. Abbott gets it down to Gibson. Gibson's going to shoot three. Jeff gets it back, baby. Full timeout. Call from your coach, Aaron. 4:56 left in your third quarter. Your Bobcats 37. Wildcats 37. We're going to take us a little break. Be back at you.
B&K Buy-Rite and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonet has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonet at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Wildcats are inbounded to Bobcats to pick them up full court. Ball inbounded to Miller. Pearl hits the ground. Miller drives it all the way down. He's going to shoot. And it goes in. Now they're up by one. Handed off to Neal. Neal gets it to Abbott. Abbott to Pearl. Oh, Linder. That's going to be a foul against Pearl. It'll be his second. Hayes has got it. He's going to bring it down. Takes it right down the middle. Shoots. It's in there. Pearl's got the ball. Pearl's got it over on the left side. Pass underneath to Neal. Nope, nothing called. It's going to be a rebound by Neal. Neal gets it to Hayes. Hayes is going to set it up. Gets it over to Neely. Neely gets it down the corner to Burchell. Burchell brings it up. Burchell. Burchell takes it inside. Passes to Hayes for a three. Hayes misses. That's going to be a rebound by Neely. He scores. And they're going to call a foul on Gibson. That's going to be his first. And Neely's going to go to the line to shoot one at 3:42. Left in the third. Bobcats 38. Wildcats 43. Shot up by Neely. Good. Need to make up some scoring here. Pearl's going to drive in. And going to save before the shot. That goes against 13. Linder, that's going to be his third. Pearl to inbound the ball to Abbott. Abbott gets it back to Pearl down in the corner. He's going to drive it in. Shoot. Oh, the girl in the back a little bit. Then he gets the rebound, gets it to Hayes. Hayes gets it to, yeah. That's going to be another one against Linder. That's going to be his fourth. I believe he's going to take the bench. Yep. You know, they can, he can't afford to lose any of his starters because he's only got one sub coming in.
Quarles is back in.
Yep.
For Linder.
Abbott brings it down. Abbott gets it to Gibson. Gibson shoots it short. Rebound by Birchwell. Birchwell gets it to Neely. Neely gets it down to Miller. Miller to Hayes. 2:55 left in the third. Hayes turns, spins, shoots. It's in there. We've got Young with it. Young drives baseline. Lays it in there. Hayes is going to bring it down. The Bobcats are down 6 up now, 40-46. Hayes drives in. He's it off to Neely. Gets to that top to Birchwell. Birchwell's going to drive in. Take that charge. There it is. That's going to be 3 on Birchwell. We've got number 45, Cole Smith, coming in.
30-second timeout, Livingston Academy.
2:18 left in the third. Bobcats 40, Wildcats 46.
That's Livingston. That scored a 17-7 in this quarter so far today.
Yeah. Livingston is a completely different team playing tonight. But, you know, I watched them down there at the tournament. We was out in front of, and they were playing a lot better. So they've definitely improved since we played them back in November. Quarles is going to sit down. He's got blood on his uniform. Brett. You can't do that. You can't wait. Yeah, they can't touch. He can't. They've had to put somebody else in. Wow. There's confusion out here. They had a player with blood on him.
Hey, I believe everybody knows what's going on, though.
Everybody but us?
No, I think we do, too.
Yeah, we do. All right, Pearl's got the ball. He drives underneath. Shoots. No foul call, nothing.
I don't know what's going on.
Miller's got the ball up top. I can tell you by the look on Pearl's face, he ain't happy. He gets it false. Falls almost off with it, coming away with it. Smith's going to drive in. He gets it over to Ayer. Ayer's got it. Smith's got it. Smith's bringing it back out. I don't know what he's doing. I don't think he knows what he's doing. Down in the corner to Miller. Miller drives in. Foul on Trent Young. Well, we know what's going on. Pearl's going to bring it down. Who'd they call it foul on?
Miller.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was Trent Young, and they called it on Miller. It's third. Oh, Young drives all the way down, lays it in. You got 3 on him.
Young got that one.
Yes. Hayes has got the ball at the top. You got 1:05 left in the third quarter. He hands it off to Smith. Smith, he's penetrates around, gets it to Hayes. Hayes drives in. Hayes gets it out to Miller. Miller drives in, pulls up in the high spot. No, Young gets the rebound.
Ooh,
Young gets it to Pearl. Pearl's going to drive it all the way down. Shoot. It's going to be a foul on, is it Miller? Yes, that goes against Miller. That's his fourth. They've got two with four fouls on them. So we've got Birchwell coming back in, and Miller's going to have to sit down. Miller and Linder both have 4 fouls on them. Molly Bennett to Gibson. Gibson gets it down to Pearl. Pearl drives in, shoots. It's going to be another foul. That goes against number 5. Birchwell, he's got 4 on him. You know what? If we keep doing that, they'll all be sitting there, and we'll have bench warmers in. Pearl's at the line. 2. First of that. No. We've got number, is that 4? Number 4, Ayers back in for First will. Pearl, second shot. Good. Get the ball into Hayes. Hayes gets to the top key, penetrates over on the left. He hands it off to Smith. Smith's a tall boy.
He sure is.
He gets it down here to Qualls. Qualls gets it back to Burke to Hayes. Got 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Hayes is going to drive all the way in. He's going to go up again. Gets the no. Brecker gets the rebound. Brecker, oh! Brecker tries to get it to Pearl, and it's out of bounds. Started out of bounds.
You know, it's a Livingston team. They're good defense, good offense. They're quick up and down the floor. They're really improved.
Really improved team. Get the ball into Hayes. Hayes drives down. Oh, well. He gets it over to Smith. Smith's going to shoot a three. No. At the end of the third, you Bobcats 43, Wildcats 46.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
All right, folks, welcome back. Here we are getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Your Wildcats are down by 3 points. I look for them to get really aggressive right here. Your Wildcats, you've got several other key players with four fouls on them. Ball inbounded to Pearl. Pearl passes underneath to get it. And it's going to be a foul on 35. Is that right?
I couldn't see the angle.
35 or 45? Oh, 45. Smith. 45. There we go. That goes against Smith. That's going to be his first. Gets us at the line. He's going to shoot, too. Feel like I'm about to sneeze again. Oh, that's good. Take a shot. Good. 1 point game. Wildcats 46, Bobcats 44. Hayes is going to bring it down. Hayes got it at the top. Hayes gets it over to Smith. Smith drives down. And check. Man, they're just kind of silly stuff on us just to get fouled. That goes against Gibson. That's going to be his second. All right. Hayes goes up. That goes against, looks like Ben Neal. That's going to be his third. So Hayes is going to go to the line to shoot two. First shot up. Good. Get one more. Second shot. Don't miss this one. Rebound Smith. Smith loses it off his foot. Coming away with his curl. Pearl's going to drive it all the way in. Score! Oh! Running for a tie. She was sitting on the side.
I didn't see that one.
Oh.
I didn't see that.
Did not. That's crazy. He was running right along with him. Here we go. Hayes has got it. He's going to bring it down. Takes it all the way up. Off that backboard. It's in there. Pearl's got the ball. Brings it down, hands it off to Abbott. And check on Hayes. They're calling all kinds of stuff right now. Hayes just found out. No, Hayes has got four. My bad. Let's see, we got Hayes with four, Mertzwell with four, Miller with four, and Linder with four. Abbott's going to go to the line to shoot two, and we need them. 7-08 left in the ballgame. First shot up by Abbott. Off the front. Oh, he's going to shoot one. It's going to be a jump ball. He's going to say, wish your Bobcats. It's pointing toward the Bobcats. Now, he changed it down here, the Bobcats. This arrow's wrong. Okay, Hayes has got it up top. He drives in. It's lost. And who's that foul on? He don't even know who he's calling it on. 32, Ben Neal. That's his fourth. Hayes is going to go to the line to shoot two. First shot up. Good. Take a shot. Good. The refs are killing us tonight. Pearl's got it up top. Hands it off to Abbott. Abbott's going to shoot a long three. Count that. All right. 6:43 left in the ballgame. Wildcats 48, Wildcats 51. It's going to be a 30-second timeout on your coaches. What is it, Johnny? What are we going to do?
Just got to take it to them and let's shoot them more players. You know, they got several players with four fouls. Let's take it to them, let some of those players foul out. We'll shoot free throws and win this ball game.
Right. I agree. Keep taking it in. Go, people. All right, here we go. Wildcats get it inbounded. Hayes is going to bring it down. Hayes got it at top. He gets it down to Cross. Cross brings it up. Gets it to Smith.
Oh, law.
And check. I'm telling you, that kind of silly stuff right now. Both ways on that right there, the hand check stuff. It goes against Brian Gibson, his third. It's going to go to the line. Shoot a 1-1. Shot up. Yep. Bounce in. Take a shot on its way. Miss that one. You just get the rebound. We've got Young bringing it down. Young hands it off to Pearl. Pearl's got it up at the top. Pearl's going to drive it in. Oh, nothing matter, but you get it. Hayes has got the ball. He's got it up at the top. Hayes drives down. No, nothing matter. This time he's it. Oh, it rolls in. It goes in. Pearl gets the rebound, goes down and shoots, and that's going to be a foul against Smith, his second. So Pearl's going to go to the line to shoot two. Looks like we're going back and forth between Hayes and Pearl. Pearl's first shot on his way. Good. Second shot. Nope, that one's short. Rebound Neely. Foul on Young. That's going to be Young's first, I do believe. So Neely's going to go down. He's going to shoot two. First shot up by Neely. Nope, no good. 5:45 left in the ballgame. Wildcats 51, Wildcats 54. Linder, we've got all the starters coming back in. So because they got to take it in there, bail them out, so they can't come back. Lindley's going to shoot one more. Shot up. It's good. Pearl's got the ball. Hands it off to Abbott. Oh! Almost knocked away by Hayes. Oh. Gets it up to Gibson. Just knocked away by Linder. Oh, he gets it back. That's the ball. Should be a foul, but they're not going to call that on them. They're going to let it have it on us. They're calling it out of bounds on Wildcats. Going to go with the Wildcats. Wow. All right, Miller got the ball. Gets it into Virtua. Virtua gets it up top to Hayes. Hayes gets it over to Neely. Neely underneath, but it's knocked away. Dave's got it. Well, it's going to go to your ball, Cass. They're calling the jump ball. Miller had the Young on top, pulled him on top of him, and nothing called. Wow.
Bobcats trading the floor, 51-55, 5-0-7 to go on the floor.
Pearl's got it. He's going to take it down. Just wants to drive it in. Up top to Gibby for a long three. Now it's going to be run down. Oh, Cooper Sales catches it out of bounds. Come on, Sales, get in the game. Out of bounds on your Bobcats. It's going to go to Wildcats. Bobcatchers pick them up. Press full court. Miller gets it. He's double teamed up top to Hayes. Pass over to Birchwell. Birchwell hands it back off to Hayes. Hayes to Birchwell. Birchwell tries to drive underneath. He's double teamed. Gets it to Linder. Linder's going to drive in. Passes down to Neely. Neely turns to you. No, and they're going to call on Gibson. That's going to be a four on Gibson. Neely's at the line. He's going to shoot two. First shot off, good. Just one more. Second shot. Nope, in and out. This time. Rebound by you throws it away. Neal's coming in. He's going to come in for you. Gets it into Linder. Gets it back to Miller. Miller drives down. Gets it out to Birchwell. Birchwell drives down. Gonna be a fight. Oh! Birchwell for the charge. And you know, Gibson, I do believe, was moving on that, but we're going to take that charge.
I got him down for five. Am I right?
He's out. He's out. .401 left in the ball game. Bobcats down by 5, 56-51. Bobcats got the ball. Pearl got it over, gets it over to Neal on the right side. To Pearl. Pearl's going to drive it in, brings it back out, drive it in, shoots there. He tried to get Leonard to get him a foul, gets it all the way up through Hayes. Hayes over to Smith. Smith brings it down. He's going to move all the way across. Gets it back out to Hayes. Hayes over on the right side. Pass inside to Linder. Linder up top to Hayes. Or to Smith for a three. Nope, that was short. Oh, Gibson comes away with it. Gets it to foul. Oh, Abbott. I thought for sure he was open. Down inside the net. Wide open. In there. We need 2 points up front, Rashie boy. There we go. Now, I have on your Bobcats, it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we got 3:06 left in the ball game. Your Bobcats are down one, 66-55. Well,
keeping me busy watching the clock.
I'm telling you, well, I just, the clock, we don't know what we're missing over here, but we're missing a lot. They've got one player fouled out, and they've got three other starters with 4 points, with four fouls. So this has been a very aggressive game right here. All right, here we go. Wildcats are going to have the ball at the half court line. Get the ball in behind Neely. Neely passes underneath. Cross. He scooted a half a foot. Rebound. John Michael Farrell. All right, here we go. Woo. Farrell's got the ball over on the right side. Getting straight over on the left. He hands it off to Abbott. Abbott will pull up a jumper at the free throw. No, but it's a dead foul. Leonard gets it to Hayes. Hayes got it up top. 2:30 left in the ballgame. Gets it down to Smith. Smith passes underneath to Linder. Oh, block on Abbott. And that's going to be his second. Leonard's going to go to the line to shoot two. I think Luke was too happy about that one. Leonard's at the line. He's going to shoot two. 22 left. First shot up. Good. Bob gets down by two. 57-55. Hughes is going to come back in. Leonard's second shot. Good. Up. Hughes is coming in for Young. Down by three. Clock ain't started. There it goes. In the corner to Gibson for a three. Let's go. How's that? High five, folks. 2:13 left. Hayes got the ball up top. Down over to Miller. Miller gets it up top to Smith. He took 10 steps. That should be a charge. Oh, calling the block on Neal. Calling the block on Neal. That's going to be his fifth. He just fouled out. We've got Smith at the line to shoot two. Young's in. Smith's first shot up. Good. We'll get one more. 1:59 left in the ballgame. Take a shot. Nope, misses it. Rebound Gibson. Gibson gets it to Farrell. We need to pull ahead right here. Farrell gets it over to Gibson. Gibson to Farrell. Oh. Farrell's going to take it. He can do it. Miller just got him in the foul. Woo! He just fouled out. That goes against Miller. So he's all set now.
Big plays right here.
Big plays. Young's at the line. He's going to shoot two. First shot. Looks good. Count that. But you've all kept up 62-59 with 1:42 left in the ballgame. Taking shot up by Young. Good. What they called there was, while shot that three-pointer. Pearl shot that three-pointer underneath the goal. Miller elbowed Young. So it's seeing Young to the line and Miller to the bench. Hayden's got the ball. He's going to slap. Oh, out of bounds. It's going to go to your Bobcats, folks. Abbott's coming in for a record.
We just need to take our time on this lane. We're up to 63-59.
We're up 4 points, and what they need to do right here is take his time, walk it down, and let them come out and foul him. Burrow's got it over across the top of the key. He's just going to stand there and dribble. They're not going to come out. Linder's thinking about it. There he comes. Young's going to drive in. He gets it back to you, back up top to Gibson, back to Pearl. There we go.
Run it down.
Pearl drives in, and it's going to go again.
13.
13, Linder. He's going to sit down. So Linder's going to sit down on this one. They got four. We're in the third. Yeah. Coach don't like it, but Pearl's at the line. He's going to shoot two. Use his answer. Somebody, he's just talking to Coach. Number four, Adams is coming back in. First shot up by Pearl. Good. Take a shot. Good. Put the ball catch up, 65-59. Hayes has got the ball. He's going to drive up, pull up a little shot outside, and he scores. So a minute and two left in the ball game. Your ball catch up, 65-61.
What a game, Dwayne. What a game.
What a game. We expected as much with the girls. Not with the boys. I like it. I just made my head swirl when she done that.
Oh, watch them.
She done that spin without her hand. This has been a very exciting night. Very exciting night.
Bobcat's out on the floor.
Bobcat's out. Bobcat's not. Here we go. I believe we're going to finish it up right here, folks. A minute and two left in the ball game. I'll catch her up by four.
Minute two, we've got the basketball. We're up by four.
That's always good to have a ball when you're up.
That's right.
Gets the ball into Young. Young hands it back to Pearl.
Just let him foul you.
Pearl gets it over to you.
Get across the line, boys. Get across the line, boys.
You get it to Gibson. Gibson runs it over. Hands it to Abbott. Abbott. Young's already getting it. He hands it to Hayes. Reverse layup. He drove it in under the baseline and reverse layup. Hayes goes down. Hayes goes down and shoots. That goes against John Marshall. That's his fourth. Hayes is going to go to the line. They got him for shooting three, but he's right foot for the cross at line when he shot. And Hayes, he's been on fire from the free throw line.
Yes, he sure has.
First shot up. No.
Go hard.
Not doing the cheap shot. Going to get two more. Second shot. Good. Get one more. 36 seconds left in the ballgame, folks. Good. Ball over to Pearl. Go back in. And down to Miller. Or down to Hughes. Over to Abbott.
Clear it back out.
Abbott underneath to Young. Right in. 20 seconds left in the ball game. He ball gets up. 69-63. Oh, Hayes shooting. Nothing there. Come out with your Pearl. Look here. They're leaving some players collided with each other. Flaws and Hayes. They hit hard, too. 12.8 left in the ballgame. Bob cuts off. Livingston, thanks, they've lost. They're already packing up. Gets it in to Gibson.
How about them fouls?
They're calling the jump ball. I think it goes to Livingston, folks. You got to go by that arrow, not the east.
I'm going to watch this clock.
Colin Bennett Hayes. Well, he did good. Hayes going to pull up the jumper. Nope. Free back in. He's going to be fouled by, I do believe, Hayes. He's going to sit down on it, too. No, they call that against me if that's going to be his third. Young's going to go down and shoot two with 2.7 seconds left in the ball game.
You must be over everybody's legions.
First shot up by Young. Good. Take a shot on his way. Good. I'll inbound it to Hayes. He's going to shoot a half court. No. All right, folks. Wildcats win it tonight. 71-63. We're going to take it to break and we'll come back to you.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogen and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Welcome back, folks. Here we are back at Livingston Academy, where your Bobcats just pulled off a win of 71-63, and what excitement it was to watch this game tonight. It's just amazing to see these guys come out here and play, and just they perform so well. Johnny, you ready for it?
Just about.
I'll go ahead and mention again what we got coming up the next few days. We've got the Clinton County Bulldogs coming to our home on tomorrow night, the 5th, playing at, like I said, at home. And then on the 8th, which is on a Friday, we're going to travel to Salina and play against Clay County. So there'll be some excitement with the district tournament coming, our district play coming up on Friday. Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay. For the LA Wildcats, the score is like this tonight. You have Dylan Linder with 15, Carter Hayes with 20, Wade Neely with 11, Xander Miller with 15, Cole Smith with 2, total 63. For your Cook County Bobcats, John Michael Furrow 24, Blake Hughes 6, Ben Neal with 2. You had Dawson Abbott with 14, Brian Gibson with 12, Trent Young with 10, and Peyton Rector with 2 for a total of 71. Boy, did the Bobcats ever come back out and win this game. I'm telling you, 71-63 here at LA Academy. Bobcats win over the Livingston Wildcats.
Pull it off quite well, so we've had 2 wins tonight, folks. Hate that you missed us, but hopefully you'll be at home with us tomorrow night when we take Clinton County or you travel with us on Friday night. Again, thank you for tuning in to us, and we'll see you again later. Bye-bye.
So long, everyone.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!